Oh,
that's my favorite thing
Pal,
to do.
Pal, we're about to do a podcast.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Let me know when it's safe to fire this up.
Oh, I'll fire something.
Okay. Okay. All right, buddy.
Okay, I'm good now.
Are you done?
Yep.
All right.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Well, this could have been quite the podcast if we didn't take a moment to really clear everything out.
Yeah.
Everything.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Dez and her burps and farts before the thing started.
Excuse me. Dez. I did have a burp, and Ryan, you had an equally...
Oh, yeah. Dez.
Oh,
okay.
Dez.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Crisco.
You're a lady.
You had that one cheat meal this weekend. Sounds like it's coming back with vengeance.
Oh. All right.
Crisco.
Oh, good God.
Ew.
Oh, it's getting smoky in here.
Okay.
Not all even right. in the same room as you.
That's how bad it is. It's seeping under my door.
Oh.
That's a long hallway to... That's like a crop dusting situation.
Hey, nothing quite like a good old fart joke to kick off the podcast.
Hey-o.
Hey!
Yep, that's right. We're not beneath that.
No, we're not. It's
we'll
funny.
Fire off a fart sound just to get things raring to go. Okay, all right. There it is.
That was really juicy sick.
I was laughing.
Okay, are you done?
Done. Yeah, I'm done. Okay. I'm all empty.
So, this is exciting. Only the best restaurants in the world get a Michelin star.
Oh.
Yes. Have you ever eaten at a Michelin starred restaurant, Tess?
I don't know. I believe so, but you know I never do research.
How would you not know, Tess?
Was it delicious? Do we have any here?
I don't know.
I think we do. I doubt we do.
I doubt we do.
So then probably no.
They're all in New York and Paris
and
London. France, and I see your underpants.
There it is.
Burger King in Belgium has been lobbying for one.
Okay.
For their new Angus burger, and guess what?
No.
They're getting a shot at a Michelin star.
Oh.
The Michelin Guide sent two reviewers to Burger King, totally anonymous, to review the food. Burger King will find out next month if they get a Michelin star. If they do, I would say the Michelin star means nothing.
Yeah,
it does mean nothing.
Completely over.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? If they went in anonymously, there's no way they were prepared for that.
No. I would love to know, though, those reviewers, did they enjoy it secretly? You know, they're so used to eating fine cuisine all over the world. And then they went to the Belgian Burger King. Was it great? Did you actually like it and go, damn, I've been missing out.
Flame broiled.
This
what
BK
up?
Is pretty damn good.
Jeez, could you imagine if they got it? I mean, truly.
No,
they won't. There's no way. You can tell it's fast food. Yeah. Even if it's delicious, you can tell it's fast food.
I mean, if Burger King gets a Michelin star, Adam Sandler should get an Oscar. Because that's
anyway.
The same thing. No.
He should.
No.
I think he should, too. I really like him.
No.
Yeah.
No. That was a joke.
It was.
No.
But I like him a lot.
No. Then, if Adam Sandler gets an Oscar, they mean nothing.
Only if it's for a role that was really good. He hasn't gotten one yet, so maybe there's no Oscar-worthy
role.
No,
because he's not a good actor.
He's a great actor.
Oh,
Punch
my
Drunk
God.
Love?
You're kidding
yes,
me.
No,
that's
he
good.
Is a very funny, silly, goofy actor who can also act amazingly. Have you not seen Punch Drunk Love?
No.
Oh, Ryan.
I don't watch Adam Sandler films because... I've seen his work.
Oh, I love anything he does. I just watched the stupid movie Hubie Halloween on Netflix.
My God. Oh, Hubie, huh?
Hubie Halloween, Des, you'd love it.
Okay,
very good family movie.
Then Madea should win Best Picture of the Year if Burger King gets a Michelin star.
That's a good one, too.
No, I'm
kidding,
with you, Ryan.
I'm with
you.
I'm kidding.
Don't make me walk out of here. I will leave.
Madea, no, boo.
Oh, those are not good movies. No.
Oh. Madea.
I don't think I've actually ever seen any of those movies.
Neither have I, nor will I ever.
I saw Madea Goes to Jail, and I wish I would have been to jail after it.
I saw The Clumps, and I feel like that's close enough to a Madea movie, and I'm done.
That was hilarious. The Clumps.
Okay, all right.
Come on, talk about random farting scenes.
Okay.
There's an entire 4-minute scene of tooting.
Okay.
Come on, you know you thought they were funny.
No, I didn't.
Do you not like humor?
I love humor that's actually smart and clever and well done.
What is a good comedy for you? I want to know. Wait, Anchorman. No, never mind. You laughed at Anchorman. That's
Anchorman's
good one.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't like any of the other Will Ferrell movies, do you?
Blades of Glory was okay.
That was
Talladega
funny.
Talladega Nights was really too much.
I thought that was funny.
It just, yeah, okay.
No, I just
it's
thought
a
that
very
was
very high bar for you two for your comedy.
Lord
I
knows,
tell.
You know I like bad movies. I will admit it.
And TV. If oh. it's trashy television, mm-hmm. Des is all in.
Yeah, you know what my new obsession is? We can't stop watching it.
Oh, God.
Yellowstone.
What is it?
It's on Amazon, and it is so good. It's set in Yellowstone.
You don't say.
Well, no. It's
so
actually,
far, it sounds great.
It's actually filmed in Montana, which is kind of cool.
You don't say.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Anyway, a show about Yellowstone in Yellowstone, but filmed in Montana. Isn't that stunning?
Wow.
You should be a critic.
You think?
Yeah. You could totally review TV and movies.
I would love it. Though the world is obsessed with it.
I went to Burger King and had a burger, and it was wrapped in a Burger King wrapper.
Kevin Costner is in it. He's one of the producers. It's sexy. It's violent. It's good.
What a review. Yeah. All right. Mm. Well, look at the downloads. Boy, they're trending right now.
You know what I'm not going to do today? Watch Yellowstone.
That is one that I know I don't have good taste, but Taylor and I are both liking it, and I think you'd really like it.
Well, that's all I needed to hear. Thank you very much.
Can you see the actual thing? Coming from the person who can't stop watching Real Housewives of Who Gives a Crap.
Yeah.
That's here she is.
Every now and then I watch a real show.
Oh, boy. Okay, so this is a major nerd alert we have.
Yeah. Oh, this is bad.
Why is it so bad?
So Logan Paul is a YouTuber. You know the Paul brothers. They talk about, they're super, super big D-bags.
Naughty.
But Logan Paul has a YouTube channel, and he's got a million subscribers or whatever. And he decided for charity he was going to spend $200,000 on a first edition, limited edition pack of Pokemon cards.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't stop there. Then they had an unboxing, Ryan, of all of the packages of cards as they opened them up, breaking down to like $11,000 a pack of cards. Jeez. And here they are finding a super rare card, and I'll tell you how much that card's worth when they paid for it. 200 grand, remember? And here's the moment they find a super rare Pokemon card.
We got 3 cards left. Starmie. 2 cards left.
Oh! We got a Charizard! We got our first Charizard of the day. I absolutely cannot believe this. First edition. That is so cool. Oh, wow. I feel like a 3-year-old who is opening cardboard paper again. Woo!
Okay. Is that a big thing?
It's a huge. They're huge. I know as we can joke around, it's Pokemon cards. That card is valued at, I think, anywhere between like $50,000 and $150,000 if you get it mint condition like he has it. It's rare. So he can get his money back on one card. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
Isn't that sad? You could buy a home. Actually, in some communities, you could buy several homes for people. And that's what they did. A Pokemon card? That's just nuts.
Yeah, and people buy it because it's a limited edition Pokemon card. And I sat there watching this video going, there's a room full of 10 guys right now losing their mind because he found a card with a dragon on it.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, the Charizard!
I mean, he was excited. I enjoyed his excitement, but I also think you're an idiot that spent $200,000 on these cards.
For charity. It's not like he was just an idiot who dropped 200 grand.
Yeah. Oh,
but I feel like he would have, because he's a bit of an idiot.
Yeah, he is.
He is definitely an idiot, yeah.
Wow. That's neat.
Good for him. Hopefully he takes that $150,000 and gives it to the charity, too.
If he sells it. I mean, he might keep it forever. Try to get value up on that thing.
Yeah, no, I definitely would, because I know 25, 30 years from now, Pokemon cards are going to definitely be worth something.
You know what, though? I know, all joking aside, when did that come out? In the 90s? It's been 20-some years, and they're still valuable, as stupid as that is.
Still nerdy.
They're going to come up with something that's a digital something that's way cooler to have.
I see. I agree with you, but then all of a sudden, Pokemon Go came out, and look at the world stopped for that stupid app.
Well, hey, hedge your bet. Good luck. We'll see if it pays off in the end.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You're still a Paul. That doesn't help.
So what happened with your sister this weekend? Things got awkward with the old horse. What's going on?
So she is the queen of making things awkward. You think I'm the awkward one.
You are the awkward one.
I'm not awkward compared to my sister. I am awkward. I know full well. But my sister will sit there and we'll be like, okay, let's play a game. And that, you know, there's a popular game right now called Among Us on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And you basically run around and you try to take up people in the game and do it without getting caught. Well, we play this game and blah, blah, blah. Randomly, we get through a couple rounds. And she just all of a sudden goes, okay, well, this was fun. Bye. Okay, I thought we were playing. Yeah, no, I'm just over it. I don't want to talk to anybody anymore. Okay, bye. And it's this awkward moment of everybody's like, okay.
Did you let her trough run out of food?
I did. Aww, I did. I forgot to stop at Costco and get sugar cubes.
Yeah.
I really did. And so she was like, rawr!
She was full on hangry.
I get it.
Another time we were playing, and so she gets out of the game, she leaves, and we're playing, and Roman goes, her son, Roman goes, oh, that's awesome. That's cool. Shut up, Roman. Oh my God. Okay. Out of nowhere, just yells at him. And we're like, and he breaks down. He completely just goes, okay, I guess I'm done playing. Thanks. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Does she know that cow hugging is now a thing and people are paying top dollar to cuddle with a cow? She's got udders.
Maybe that's the problem. When she goes out, people just hug her.
Yeah.
And she's not understanding why. And she does not like to be embraced by people.
Well, she needs to know that if she could just lay down in her field long enough, people could actually cuddle up to a large mammal like your sister and feel her immense body heat. And they get something. It's stress relieving. You know, I mean, she does kick her hoofs a little bit.
She does do that. I've told her just to embrace it. I got $50 from a dude at the mall this weekend.
There's a lot of people saying cow hugging is the latest health trend. I think your sister should embrace this.
Cows are very relaxed animals, and they don't fight. They don't get in trouble. You go to the field, and we have some special hugging cows, and you can lay next to her or what you like. People think it's very relaxing.
Huh, I mean, if there's money to be made, get in it.
Come on, Jesse, get in there.
Well, here's the thing. She gets more money. I can keep those sugar cubes replenished a lot more because she just goes through them, and she's like, oh. She bit my pinky tip off the other day.
You know, she needs to switch over to actual hay because she can't have a diet of just sugar cubes. You gotta transition her over.
No, I mean, I get that, but you tried telling her she can't just have sugar cubes. Okay? Oh, that's one testy animal.
You have to be the boss.
Okay. All right. Well, meanwhile, she's getting sugar cubes and your family's eating one of the best burgers in America. What? Minnesota made the list. 101 burgers in America, and we have three finalists right here in our own backyard. It better be a Juicy Lucy from Matt's.
Okay, I'll tell you the three, okay? And this is the order that they were in.
Just tell me, did a Juicy Lucy from Matt's make the list?
It is on the list. Okay. And I will tell you something that will make you even happier.
And not the 5A Club.
5A Club did not make the list at all.
Good. And then a Juicy Nookie better be on the list?
It's not the Juicy Nookie, but the Nook made it in a different burger.
What burger?
It's the Nookie Supreme.
Oh, I can support that. That's a Juicy Nookie just with a little extra.
Yeah, this sounds like it's a double-decker cheeseburger, lettuce, special sauce, and three layers of fresh baked bun. So they get you kind of like a Big Mac, it sounds like a little bit there.
Oh, that's a Big Mac.
Big burger. That was number 9, the Nookie Supreme of all the burgers.
What would the third one be now? Who has such a great...
You'll never guess it.
Never? Oh, is it the Blue Door?
Nope, it's not. It's not any of the mainstay ones
is
that you would
like
know.
A Five Guys situation?
Nope. Okay. No, it's not Five Guys. Death.
Well, I don't know.
Downtown. Oh. Ike's had a really great burger there for a while.
That's what I was thinking.
It was a ground steak, actually.
Yeah, and you could have it any way you wanted it.
Yeah, you guys are still never going to guess.
What
I'll just
city
tell
is
you.
It in?
It's in Minneapolis.
Oh, it's probably some
Barler
hipster
Cot.
Thing.
It's not that. It's definitely a hipster thing, Ryan. It's from Wendy's House of Soul.
Never even heard
it's
of it.
It's apparently known for its soul roll, which is like a type of sushi that they roll up, and it's got a bunch of different stuff in there. This is a mogul burger, and it's a half-pound deep-fried hamburger placed in a gluten-free wrap filled with cheese, pepper, onion, and turkey bacon.
No. I mean, I would try it,
of course. I love Des said no, like she wouldn't eat that.
No, I would, but I am a kind of a purist when it comes to burgers. Yes, you can Juicy Lucy it up, but I just want the good bun and the good meat and the great toppings.
Yeah, well, Matt's came in 18th, Ryan.
Okay.
So it came in, I mean, that's huge. We top 20 burger in the freaking world or in America. I mean, that's crazy. But yeah, the Wendy's House of Soul burger came in 75th. And the Nookie Supreme, the Nook has got delicious burgers. I'm telling you. And they came in 9th overall.
Well done. Top 10.
Top 10. I mean, that's huge. But if you haven't been to the Nook or Matt's, Jesus, both treats.
Well, it's just not as good after a burn down.
I guess I haven't been there since then, so I don't know. I haven't. No.
Yeah. But a wonderful back in the day. Oh yeah, I went there. Oh yeah, had my fair share.
Didn't they have to change grills?
Ooh. I think so.
And that's what I think a lot. Yeah, probably lost it. Yeah.
Let's see. I'm surprised Matt's hasn't gone up in flames. That grease trap. Good Lord. That entire place is just ready to go up.
When Ryan brought me the one and only time I've been, which was amazing. It really was. No joke. They had a bucket of grease sitting by the door.
Yeah.
Just sitting by the door, ready to go empty it out somewhere. But it's just sitting by the grill that's going, spouting fire. And they're like, yeah, you want to move that bucket over there? Thanks.
Gotta love Matt's.
Yeah, you have to have grease when it's fries and burgers and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
When it comes to local gossip, no one's got their finger deeper into the pulse of this community than we do.
Oh, darling, what juicy gossip I have for our listeners.
It's time for Sainted and Tainted.
We have some leftovers, Des, from the newspaper, our Pioneer Press. Some leftover stories to share. I feel like we had way too many negative stories.
Oh, yeah.
We should probably do some tainted.
Okay.
Or some sainted, I'm sorry.
I love these.
Sainted. We wish to thank a very generous couple who paid for our breakfast at Jimmy's in Vadnais Heights this weekend. Just one more example of Minnesota nice. Both of you. Sainted.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, isn't that so nice?
Oh, Jimmy's. I've heard they're good.
Never been. What kind of food?
Oh, a breakfast special. Breakfast.
Oh, it's all breakfast at Jimmy's.
Yeah, not all breakfast, but that's their big thing.
Oh, I've never heard of it. Is that a place you can get shot?
No. No, it's not. No, you're okay.
It's too close to Minneapolis, or Murderapolis, for my liking.
No, you're good. You'd be fine there.
Okay. Well, a note for the nice couple with the two children who bought our lunch at the Perkins on County Road E. Thank you for your kind act and delicious Tremendous 12.
Oh.
They went to the Perkins. Sainted.
Sainted.
Gotta love that.
Now we should probably cover someone who is menacing.
Yes.
A big tainted to the woman in the red Prius driving on Radio Drive on Sunday. You veered over in my lane, had your turn signal on, and passed three intersections without turning. You didn't even respond when I gave you the horn three times.
Three times.
You looked like you were old enough to know better. To you, I say, tainted!
Tainted!
You're tainted! You shouldn't have a license! You're awful!
Oh, you're right there?
Tainted.
Okay. Oh, you got a little heated.
And now a very, very nice cashier named James at the Walgreens in St. Paul. He paid for my purchase out of his own pocket, Des.
Oh.
What a caring young man.
No way.
I mean, I may be 80 years old buying lube, but, you know, what are you going to do?
What a nice cashier.
I think he didn't want me digging around my purse to buy my lube.
No.
I am drier than the desert, I will say.
Okay.
And as an older woman, I need a personal lubrication.
I think he was probably just a little bit upset that you had to get the drum of lube. That was the weird one.
You know what? We all have to do what we have to do, and I'm still getting busy.
Yeah, you are.
So I would just like to thank him for buying my KY.
Oh.
At the Walgreens.
He just wanted you to leave.
He probably did want me to leave. Yeah. He probably did.
Because we can see you being loud and they're going, oh, I don't have my stuff right now. I've got to get my lube.
My lube. I am shortchanged for my lube. That is Sainted and Tainted here on the podcast after the morning show. Have a terrific day, everyone. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Oh, I would like to saint Pod MN. You can get a lot of Minnesota-made podcasts, and you can also win for listening. You can win restaurant gift cards, some cool experiences, some shopping gift cards. It's all at Pod MN. Make sure you download it.
You know, I wish they sold nipple clamps at the Walgreens, but you can't find them anywhere.
Oh, God.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.